Oh, wait a minute. That's me.
Dummy.
Yeah, me.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A woman came home to find a naked woman eating her canned pineapple. Deputy said on Tuesday. Deputy said that when they arrived at the house, the suspect, Mary Hamilton, told them the door was open for me to come inside. Deputies determined that Hamilton entered through the homeowner's front door, took a T-shirt belonging to the victim's son, and ate leftover food from the refrigerator before opening a can of pineapple. It doesn't appear the homeowner and Hamilton knew one another. However, deputies learned Hamilton lives about a half a mile from the victim. Hamilton was taken to county jail.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy. Number two. Police in Washington State are asking residents to refrain from calling 911 to report problems accessing Facebook. Facebook and Instagram experienced widespread outages on Wednesday, leading some panicked users to report their social networking emergencies to 911. We will move mountains to help those in our community, Bothell Police tweeted. However, we can't fix Facebook, so please don't call 911 to let us know. Facebook said a networking issue was to blame for the connection problems. I like the fact that the cops tweeted. For some reason, I find that kind of a good detail.
Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. The Iowa State Patrol says a man pulled over after a car pursuit told them he wanted to be chased because it was on his bucket list. The KCCI-TV reports that the man refused to halt when a trooper tried to stop him over a violation on Interstate 80. The 10 to 15 minute chase ended soon after he left the interstate and he was taken into custody. That's when the 46-year-old Des Moines resident shared his bucket list story with troopers. Court records said that they don't show that he's been charged. State Patrol Sergeant Scott Bright told the Associated Press that he'd never heard such an excuse in all of his 28 years of policing.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. Dummy number four. Authorities say a man who tried to jump his car over a 20-foot canal did not make it and totaled his vehicle. WFTX reports that the car had to be towed from the Lehigh Acres Canal when it failed to clear the waterway. Before attempting the jump, witnesses said the man drove to the edge of the canal, got out of the car to observe the distance. Lee County deputies said the man wasn't injured, but the Toyota Corolla was totaled. Investigators say they weren't sure why the man attempted the jump, noting he could have driven a few blocks over to get to the other side. No charges were reported, and the man wasn't identified.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Some thieves break into stores to steal money. Others break in to steal jewelry. One thief recently did it to test his ninja skills. The man, 25, of Almonte Springs, Florida, was arrested about 1 a.m. Monday. He was burglarizing a Target store. The man was found with a book bag filled with his belongings that included 10 books, 10 DVDs, a DVD player, a Samsung tablet, Bluetooth headphones, money, and a clock. He admitted to police that he broke into the store, quote, because he was reading a book called Naruto Volume 5. Naruto is a Japanese term for adolescent ninja. He explained it was teaching him, quote, how to be a ninja and how to enter secured areas. They booked the man into a DeKalb County jail on a first-degree burglary charge.
All right.
Should we vote after the news? All right, we'll vote after the news. We'll give you a recap and of the dummies, and we will vote on the biggest dummy of the week after the news, which is coming up next right here on WGN. Welcome back, everyone. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios in the seventh floor of the Tribune Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Fly Jams Friday is coming up in just a little bit. Also, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. And right now, though, we are voting on the dummy of the week. We heard you big dummies. And now we've got to vote. So Vic's busy in the newsroom, but we'll get you guys to vote. And let's do a recap. Here's the first one. Dummy number one, the dummy who got caught at home naked eating canned pineapple. The dummies who called 911 to report Facebook was down. The dummy who wanted to go on a car chase because it was on his bucket list. The dummy who tried to jump a 20-foot canal in his car. It's Toyota Corolla, if I remember correctly. And the dummy who broke into a Target to practice his ninja skills. Some good dummies this week. This is a strong week of dumminess. Dan, who are you going to go with?
You know, I think it's a neck and neck between four and five. And
I like the fact that the guy got out of the car to like look.
You know, I think that's what's going to push it to four. The fact, again, we've all been there and we've all thought about it and we've all looked at it. But the thing is that if he had like a Mustang or a muscle car,
yeah,
I would have been like, all right, but it was a Toyota Corolla.
Right.
Dummy number four.
All right, you're going with dummy number four, who actually got out of the car to measure how far the canal was. All right, Esmeralda, what dummy do you dumb?
I have to go with the guy who wanted to be a ninja.
Mm.
Only because I know that anime, that Naruto anime.
Uh-huh.
My ex probably still watches it.
Maybe it was him.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I could only wish. But, yeah, because that's just ridiculous. And he's a big old nerd, so.
Okay. All right. So you're going with that. And then I think I got to go with the ninja guy, too. I think I'm going to have to go with ninja guy. And the thing is, I loved what his bag was full of. Like all of his favorite things he brought with him. He had a bag full of stuff. And the I think one of the key things, too, is he broke into a Target. That's that in Florida. So it is a ninja guy breaks into a Target in Florida. I think that's going to have to take the cake. So that's the dummy of the week. All right. And we'll do you big dummy again next week. And if you want to read a story and be a part of it and get some Lou Malnati's pizza, find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Oh, boy. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Straight out of context, everybody. One of our favorite Friday features, and this is when you listen to the radio station 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
We begin with Eric Patrick and our own Mary Vandeveld. She and they heard this one of Dean Richards.
Turns out the pony is not so little after all.
Oh, man. All right.
Kathy in Antioch, Trucker Tim and Tanker Bob submitted this one of you, Dan Long, and Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Yep.
Is on top. Okay.
Yes.
I like that little enthusiastic yes at the end there, Esmeralda.
It's the only way to be.
Yes! Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Jane Manzouris.
Remember you said something about me getting wet?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right.
Okay, the next couple ones are of Lou Manfredini.
Oh, Esmeralda.
Oh, yeah.
First up, Brian.
You shouldn't have to touch it again for quite some time.
Okay.
This one from Tanker Bob.
Look at how it's hard.
Oh, man. Oh, brother. All right.
And this one from Katrina in Rockford.
You got to stay on top of it.
Esmeralda, you should be going, yes!
I have... I took his advice.
There you go. All right.
Chris sent in another one of Jane Manzouris.
It's fun down there, isn't it?
Yeah. All right.
Brian heard this one of Pete McMurray.
I'm just saying it's, you know, it's hard.
Wow. His voice cracked there, too. All right.
Doug in Kansas City submitted this one of Esmeralda.
They're not just nuts. What are they called?
What were you talking about? What was that?
I don't remember.
Things you didn't know have a name. It was something that, like, it was a ring fastener.
Oh, okay. All right.
Doug also emailed this one of you.
There's this big fleshy thing there. What? What was I? What was that?
It's the space between your thumb and...
Oh, right. Okay. All right. All right.
Another one of you from Peter in Decatur.
I have to look for genitals. Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
What?
That was a David Bowie album.
I know, but it just...
It's a David Bowie album. As soon as we started talking about it, I was like, we're going to get at least two from this. Just me talking about David Bowie's genitals. All right.
Doug in Kansas City, Jesse and Harold sent in this one of Esmeralda.
And I would always try to stick my fingers in the box to, like,
man.
Try to play with the... And then I think finally one day I was like, forget it.
Esmeralda, I didn't even see that one coming. I swear.
No, I didn't even think about it either.
I really didn't think about it. Wow. Okay, that's a good one, though. That's a good one. All right.
Brian heard this one of you.
I think they'll get it in. It just may be a long night.
Oh, that was Steve Cochran.
That was Steve Cochran, but that was a good one. That was a good one.
All right. In theory, this should be Brian from Bartlett. Trucker Tim submitted this one to Kevin Powell.
We got loose beef in Wrigleyville, folks.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Joe in St. Paul emailed this one of Esmeralda.
Pull it out.
Short but sweet. Uh-huh. All right.
Another one of you from Peter in Decatur and Tom from Bartlett.
I'd eat that all day.
Was that, was I talking about that crazy meatloaf from?
No, it was the fried food conversation.
Oh, the fried food conversation, sure. Okay.
Another one of you from Canadian Bill.
What the?
I just can't do it anymore.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Another one of you from Brian
J. Oh, come on. Tightening up the balls. What? What?
Wow.
All right.
Brian J. also sent in this one of Esmeralda.
Lift the tongue up a little and that's it.
Oh, boy.
I knew something. I was trying to.
We were talking about shoes.
Yeah.
It's very innocent. We were talking about shoes. Mm-hmm. We were.
Margaret from the north side heard this one of Rokan.
Anyone be on top?
Yeah. That's a theme this week. Being on top seems to be the theme of this week.
Jesse submitted this one of Esmeralda.
He hadn't seen it that big.
We were talking about Blade Runner. Perfectly innocent conversation.
Mm-hmm. Peter in Decatur emailed this one of Dan Feinberg.
Animated boner.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's just really funny. That's really, really funny. the guy writes for The Hollywood Reporter, by the way. we were talking about a very funny show on Netflix called Big Mouth. Esmeralda, have you watched Big Mouth?
I have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so funny. Okay.
Peter in Decatur also sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I wouldn't even know how to eat that.
Hello. Boy, the overnight show is dominating this week.
And the final two.
Oh, speaking boy.
Tanker Bob heard this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Wow. See, now I'd eat this. I would totally eat this. Esmeralda, would you eat that?
Yeah.
Oh, I would totally.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Oh, man, come on. Oh, my God. Esmeralda, maybe you and I just shouldn't talk anymore.
we'll mime.
What
people will get it.
What is going on, man?
And finally,
yeah.
Mark submitted this one of you.
It's in the goo. Oh, okay. Wow, that was a strong showing for this show. We were filthy this week, Esmeralda. What? Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right. You know, you can listen to other shows, too. And get some other people incriminated as well. All right, we got to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic. When we come back, it'll be time for Nick D Show Spies. That's coming up, and then Fly Jams Friday. Spies.
Spies like us.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And, yeah, Fly Jams Friday is coming up in just a little bit here. But this is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
All right, our spies this week, Brian, Eric, Patrick, Peter Decatur, and Mary Vandeveld. Two clips. First one, we heard this from Dean Richards earlier. He was reviewing last weekend's new movie. It led to a context, and Mary Vandeveld knew it was coming right away.
Did not have time to see My Little Pony this week, so you are on your own with that.
Well, I think what I'm hearing, the gratuitous violence and the unneeded sex scenes are really the ones that are the problem.
Nudity. Turns out the pony is not so little after all. What?
What happened?
I don't even know what that means.
What happened?
I don't know what that means.
8:23, back with the rest of the showbiz news, and more at the end of the second. Mary.
Hold on. I was busy texting Nick DiGilio.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, Mare. She's got her priorities straight, man. That's funny. Thank you, Mary. Okay.
Second clip. Eric Zorn is on Bill and Wendy's show every Monday. He was also part of the Mincing Rascals, which were part of the podcast festival this past Saturday.
Yeah. And by the way, we have the audio from the podcast festival.
Yes, we just got the audio yesterday, so we will play it back next week. We'll have a podcast for you next week for everybody.
Yeah, so everybody, if people have been asking about it, like they couldn't make it out Saturday night to the podcast festival at the Old Town School. So we've got the audio, and we're going to play it next week.
Yep.
Cool.
So they asked Eric what it was like doing it in front of a live audience, and you were brought up.
Conversation goes well. It's really fun to mix it up. Kristen,
can you feed off that energy of people being there? You really do.
Oh yeah, no, it was more fun to do it, and I was really left wanting to do it again in front of a live audience. And
but everyone left. Eric was the only one left.
Come on, I got more things to talk about. Well, there were Nick DiGilio's podcast was on. Kelly Letter's podcast was on. Also in the same venue, same bill.
Yeah, that was fun, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, had a good time.
Yeah, had a great time. Really, really fun. And you'll be able to, I know a lot of people who couldn't make it out are like, hey, man, where's the audio?
Yeah, I would hope they'd podcast the podcast.
Yeah, so we're gonna play it next week. So that's coming up. Oh, by the way, we have a Blackhawks Express coming up, which is good because I don't know what the hell happened last night because I was too busy having a heart attack watching the Cubs. So, and I was just telling Dan off the air, the first game against the Predators is Saturday night, man, and I want to see them destroy the Predators after what happened last year. And it's on at the same time as the Cubs. So, anyway, but we have a Blackhawks Express. They didn't win, but we have the Express, and that's coming up in a little bit.